So you have to ask yourself, are you a radio Christian or are you a television Christian? You say radio, you hear sound, but you don't see anything. TV is sight and sound. And thank God for those of you who are HD TV.
Welcome to Treasure Truth with Pastor and author James Ford Jr., Senior Pastor of the Christ Bible Church in Chicago. I'm Steve Hiller. Glad you're with us today as we continue a message, Embracing the Cross of Christ. But I want to back up to what we just heard. A radio Christian and a TV Christian. Are you saying that one is just talking about Christ and the other is talking and walking?
Exactly. Okay. In other words, radio, you can't see anything. Like right now, I'm sure everyone in our listening audience would like to see how very good looking I am.
Oh, absolutely. We should put a studio cam in here someday.
But they can't because it's radio. But if we were on TV, I would be exposed. Yeah. And so there are Christians. And they are Christians. They're like the radio. You hear a whole lot of sound, but you don't see the sound reflected in their lives. Mm. But then thank God for the television Christians because they got sight and sound. They talk it and they walk it. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, analogies, Steve, are very good. When I was here matriculating as a student at Moody, I was in the sermon prep classes, homiletics, it's called. And I was taught that illustrations are to sermons what windows are to a building. They let light in.
Yeah.
And so I love analogy, aphorisms, illustrations. I think, as a matter of fact, sometimes I'll use one over. I know you don't believe that, but I'll use one over and the people will say, didn't you preach that sermon before? And I'll say, no. But I used that illustration before.
Sure.
Jesus was a master illustrator.
Yeah.
You know, 38 parables, you know, and parables are just pictures, word pictures, you know, parabole, a story thrown alongside of something to make it comprehensible. Or as one person put it, it's an earthly story with a heavenly meaning.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I thought that our listening audience could really get a grasp on what it meant to be a radio Christian and a television Christian.
And there's also a danger of being a television Christian who has hit the mute button.
Whoa, this boy is deep. Isn't he?
Yeah, it's because sometimes you hear somebody who say, well, I'm just going to live out my faith.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody, you know, is wondering what makes me different and they ask, then I'll have the opportunity to tell them. Well, what if they don't ask? We have to be vocal and live it out.
That's right. I say it all the time. But as a matter of fact, just a few broadcasts ago, life plus lip equal honesty.
Yeah.
Lip without life, that is hypocrisy. And then life without lip, that's heresy, because the redeemed of the Lord ought to say so. Is there anything better than going to heaven?
Taking somebody with you.
There you go.
I've fallen for that once before.
All right.
So let's take as many as we can
with
us.
You're on your toes.
There we go. Right now, though, what you can do is join us in Galatians 6 as we continue a message, Embracing the Cross of Christ. Here's Pastor Ford.
The Holy Spirit does what? Converts us. He converts us. So then Christ comes to live within us. That's regeneration. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, all the potential that we have is based on who Christ is. So what's our potential? It is unlimited potential based on his unlimited power. That's why we don't have any excuses. You know, we don't have any excuses for the way we treat each other because we have the power to be able to be unified and to treat each other the way we're supposed to treat each other. You know, the only thing we need to do is get in the Word more and allow the Word to be the one that dictates rather than our flesh. We walk by faith, not by flesh. And when flesh takes control. And who's the first responder at every time? Flesh. Flesh is always the first responder. So we have unlimited potential based on his unlimited power. And so what? He indwells us. He lives in us. And then he does what? He baptizes us into his body. What is that? What is that? Christ in you, you in Christ. Christ comes to live in us, and then simultaneously, we are placed in what is called the what of Christ? The body of Christ. Then we are sealed until the day of what? Okay, so then let's talk about this. We're sealed until the day of redemption. What is the day of redemption? Okay, that's going to happen simultaneously. So that's the B part of that. What is it, the A part of that? Sealed until the day of redemption. Glorification. Aren't we already redeemed?
Yes.
But our salvation has what? Three aspects to it. What are they? Justification. Sanctification and glorification. So then what happened? Let me just say it this way. What has happened then in this ministry is that we have been justified. That means our spirit was saved immediately. Sanctification, our soul is being saved progressively, and glorification, our body will be saved ultimately. Let me say it again. Take some good notes now. I know it's theology, but this Bible study, right? So what happens? In justification, our spirit is saved when? Immediately. In sanctification, our soul is being saved progressively. And then in glorification, our body will be saved ultimately. So when he says in Ephesians chapter 1, 13 and 14, we are sealed until the day of redemption, that what does it mean to be sealed with the Holy Spirit? What does it mean to be sealed? What was a Roman seal? What were the characteristics of it? Why is this something that ought to lend itself to motivate us and activate us for living the way we should be living? So what does it mean to be sealed? Okay, a Roman seal, whenever you saw a Roman seal, here's what you knew. First of all, it was a seal of authenticity. Of what? Authenticity. That this was real. So we are sealed by the Holy Spirit to say that we belong to God. Amen. Now, beloved, you are the children of God, and doth not yet appear what you shall be. But when he appears, you shall be like him, because you shall see him as he is. Yeah. Right now, we don't have to wait until glory. We're sealed and we're authentic. So when you're sealed, that's why evaluation of your transformation. Are you really saved? Because if you are, then you're authentic. You're not generic. You're authentic. You're genuine. You're real. That's right. And so then you knew it was authenticity. But it was also not just authenticity. It was a sign of security. So then the only person who could break a Roman seal is somebody who had more power than Rome. So if we are sealed by God until the day of redemption, who can break that seal? Why? Because there's no one that's greater than God. Amen. And so on and on it goes. It's a seal that means liberty. It's a seal. So the seal, we're sealed until the day of redemption. That's what I'm going to focus in on. Day of redemption. So what is a day of redemption? Well, have I been justified? Yes. Well, am I being sanctified? Yes. Then what is the day of redemption? The day I am glorified. So then what he's done then is the Holy Spirit is the down payment that my redemption in its future aspect will be actualized. I don't have to worry about it. In other words, I'm eternally secure. I don't have to worry about it. I'm eternally secure. Now, a lot of people don't like eternal security because they say that gives you a license to sin. Romans 6:1, Paul said, God forbid those of us who are delivered from sin should live therein any longer. Grace does not give you the right to live like a junkyard dog. Amen. And so what happens here then? So then he had been talking about we glory in it. It's a celebration of our liberation. I agree with Pastor Wesley. Here's what he said. He said, when we look at the cross, it ought to put wisdom in our head, rejoicing in our heart, amen on our lips, hallelujah in our bosom, clapping in our hands, standing in our legs, and running in our feet. And so no wonder Paul said, but thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15. For his unspeakable gift. In other words, it literally means it cannot be expressed. It cannot be described to the point where it makes sense. It does not make sense. And so that's what we are studying. We look at the cross of Christ and it's unspeakable. Nothing about Jesus makes sense. Everything about Jesus is unspeakable. I wrote some things down. That Christ existed before he existed. That's unspeakable. That Jesus is both God and man. That's unspeakable. That Jesus is down here and up there at the same time. That's unspeakable. That Jesus could die. That's unspeakable. That Jesus verifies his pre-existence in eternity while in time. That's unspeakable. You say, what are you talking about? That he is the creator, controller, commencer, and consummation of all things. Yet he's before all things, but he created all things. And he's in all things. Okay, you get the idea. You get the idea. So now it's time for evaluation. It's time for us to say, okay, let me examine myself in the light of the cross of Christ, because that's where my power is. Now, you know, when you read Corinthian believers, we know what happened with them. In 1 Corinthians 5, you know this already. 1 Corinthians is what? Actually, 2 Corinthians. Because he said in 1 Corinthians 5, I believe it's 5:9, I wrote a previous letter to you. So actually, 1 Corinthians is 2 Corinthians, and 2 Corinthians is the third letter that he wrote to the Corinthian believer. Here's my whole point. He had more trouble out of the Corinthian church than any other church in the New Testament. The theme, you know it well, is problems or carnality or immaturity. So he called them saints, but they were living like they were ants. So how did he conclude 2 Corinthians? So he wrote three letters to him. He came to him. He sent Timothy to him. He sent Apollos to him. And nobody could get them straightened out. Well, if Jesus and his word can't straighten them out, why would a pastor try? Amen. So here's what he said. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. So Paul was saying, okay, you know what? I've been dealing with you about this immorality, this immaturity, this carnality, your problems. And now I have to challenge you. And this is what he's doing right here. I have to challenge you. Are you really saved? Look at your life. Take a critical examination and answer the question. There's got to be an evaluation of your transformation.
Well, I hope that as you honestly ask yourself that question, you can come back with a yes. But if you're not sure, or you know the answer is no, but you'd like to change that, well, I want to encourage you to call this toll-free number and talk with someone about what it means to be saved, to know Jesus. The number to call is 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888 and then the words need him. You're listening to Treasured Truth with Pastor Ford. Our message today is from Galatians chapter 6. It's called Embracing the Cross of Christ. Let's get back to the teaching. Once again, here is Pastor Ford.
You know, there's a whole lot of us that are like Brian Laritz talked about when he met Sweetness. Brian said that Walter Payton was his favorite running back. Because you know, he was a lot of people's favorite learning back. He said that when he saw him on the box of Wheaties, some of us remember that, he started eating Wheaties, even though he didn't like Wheaties because Walter Payton was eating Wheaties. Well, his dad, Crawford Laritz, he does chapel for football teams. And so the Bears were playing their team, and they called Crawford to do the chapel. And so Brian was 9 years old, he said, and asked, Dad, can I go? Oh, boy, I got to get meet Walter. Not only did he get to meet Walter Payton, they had breakfast with Walter Payton. And so he said he looked over, and to his surprise, Walter Payton was eating Raisin Bran. And so he said, Mr. Payton, what are you doing? I thought you ate Wheaties. And I was eating Wheaties because you were eating Wheaties. Let me quote. Here's what he said that Walter Payton said to him. Oh, kid, I don't eat that stuff. That stuff is horrible. And Brian said he never ate Wheaties again. And this is what he said. Continue quote. He said, it dawned on me. All Wheaties was another gig. Walter wasn't buying what he was selling. The question on the floor, Paul saying, if you're dependent on circumcision rather than that transformation, you're not buying what you're selling. That you're talking it, but you're not walking it. And I don't know about you, that's the challenge for me, especially, you know, the greater responsibility of preaching this stuff. That's why I never hesitate to say, okay, now, you know what? I'm still working on this one. I'm still working on that one. You know, I got to preach it, but I ain't hardly there. Amen. Want to know why I do that? Because as soon as you see me inconsistent, you'll remind me. Hey, didn't you preach about that? How you going to tell me to do something and you ain't doing it yourself? Amen. So you have to ask yourself, are you a radio Christian or are you a television Christian? You say radio, you hear sound, but you don't see anything. TV is sight and sound. And thank God for those of you who are HD TV. Yeah, you really clear. It's really no question about where your allegiance is. Because you see it in your time, you see it in your talents, you see it in your treasure, you see it in your talk, your thought, the truth, you see it in everything that you're doing. And so you're a TV HD person. Everybody knows that person belongs to Jesus. There's no doubt about it. They're not going through ritual. They have the reality of Jesus Christ. And that's what we need. We need individuals who are like that. Martin Luther said this, faith alone saves. But the faith that saves is never alone. And didn't James say it? He said that faith is more than what you say. It's what you do. What are you doing for Christ's sake? And so here now, he wants us to understand that this is an evaluation of our transformation. This is the power for living the Christian life. So in Christ. Now remember, we talked about it, but he keeps using it. Why does he keep using it? Because it points to the fact that we are in him, and because we are in him and part of his body, we draw everything from him. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body and have all been made to drink of that self-same spirit. How thirsty are you? This is what Paul's getting at. If you do things and you think that these things are going to make you more spiritual in and of themselves, it'll never happen. But when you abide in him, John 15, if you abide in him, his word abides in you, then you produce fruit. You produce fruit. Now, who's going to tell me what kind of fruit we produce? I know you know all five of them. What's the Bible say about fruit? Fruit what? How many kinds of fruit are there? And what are they? If I'm supposed to produce fruit, I need to know what kind of fruit I'm supposed to produce. If I'm a Christian tree, if I'm an apple tree, I know I'm supposed to produce apples. If I'm an orange tree, I know I'm supposed to produce oranges. So you have the fruit of the Spirit, which is character, right? Yeah. Okay, on your character, your conduct, your conversation, converts, and cash. Yeah, don't leave the cash out. Remember what Paul said? I would desire you gave me some fruit. They gave him some money. He called it fruit. Yeah, and so it is a gift of the Holy Spirit, generosity. And I know plenty of people who are generous, and a whole lot of them don't have a whole lot of money. They give you the last they have. And so here it is now. What we do. Now let's look at this. Let's touch on this. So notice he says, okay, so he tells us about the praise for the cross of Christ, the power of the cross of Christ. So here it is. Break it down. He gives us the realm of the power. That's in the first part. And then the reason for the power. Now let's look at the promise of the cross. The promise of the cross. Verse 16. Listen to what he says. And as many as walk according to this rule. What rule? What rule? Come on, y'all. Jump in. What rule? According to this, he's calling it a rule. What does the word rule mean? The word rule, like for example, if I say, how many inches in a foot? How do you know that? Because of a ruler, right? Well, not basically, but you know what I'm saying. If you get a ruler, it'll have 12 inches, right? Because that's a foot. What is he saying? Here is that which ought to guide us. Oh, I hope y'all getting this. I hope you're getting this because I think I'm conveying it, but y'all look so confused. Like, you know, it's like, I ain't really getting this. Okay, so he's saying, this is the primary guide that governs our relationship and the way we're supposed to live.
You're listening to Treasure Truth with Pastor Ford, a message called Embracing the Cross of Christ. And we'll continue this teaching next time on our broadcast. If you ever want to go back and listen to something again, or maybe you missed one of the programs in our series on Galatians, you can always find each and every program online. Come to treasuretruthradio.org and you can stream the programs, you can download MP3s, or you can order copies of the broadcast on CD. That's at treasuretruthradio.org. You know, that's one way to listen, but we want to make Pastor Ford's teaching available in as many ways as possible. So, of course, there's online, there's through the radio, as many of you may be listening right now. But also, you can podcast the program, or if you have the Moody Radio app, you can listen to the program, in a sense, on demand. Now, both the podcast and the app are free, and it makes it convenient for you to listen as it fits your schedule. In addition to this program, you're going to find other programs produced by Moody Radio and streaming music stations. Now, go ahead and get the app by coming to our website, treasuretruthradio.org, and we'll link you to it, or you'll find it at your favorite app store, like the iOS App Store, Google Play, and simply search for Treasured Truth. Well, whether you listen online, on the radio, or through some sort of mobile device, we're glad that you connected with us, and we want you to know that it's all possible because of your generosity. So to those of you who have given, a huge thank you for making this ministry possible. For those of you who have never given a gift before, would you give a gift today? You can do that by coming to treasuretruthradio.org and click on the donation link. Again, that's at treasuretruthradio.org. Thanks to our producers, Amy Rios and Ryan McConaughey. For Pastor Ford, I'm Steve Hiller. Treasure Truth is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.